Well, the Rugby World Cup kicks off in Tokyo this evening, marking the first time the tournament has ever been held in Asia. And the Wallabies have completed their final training session in northern Japan ahead of their match against Fiji tomorrow. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer is with the team in Sapporo. Jake, how are the Wallabies looking going into this contest?
Well, look, Linda, I've just finished watching their final captain's run, their final training session ahead of their game tomorrow, and they came out to ACDC's Long Way to the Top blaring. And it certainly is going to be a long way to the top for them because they haven't had a great run of form. Certainly in 2018, they only won 4 of 13 games, and then there was the Israel Folau saga. One thing that is positive for Wallabies fans is the performance in that Bledisloe Cup test, the first one at least, where they thrashed New Zealand quite significantly. And the thing is, Coach Michael Checker has picked essentially the same team for tomorrow's game that won so resoundingly in Perth last month. So that should hopefully give some people some confidence. And there's also the addition of flanker David Pocock. He comes back into the side. And certainly a lot of excitement here in Sapporo and across Japan generally for the World Cup.
I think you've been listening to the Wallabies news conference. Michael Hooper's been talking. Let's have a listen to what he's had to say.
I'm very impressed by the stadium. Like, it's like nothing we've ever played at before. You know, it's actually a different sort of environment inside and is from outside, which I think is quite unique. The field looks amazing. I think it's going to be a great spectacle for the fans. We're ready to go. Like, we've had so much time now to be thinking about this moment. We're finally here and we're ready to go. So we want it to be 1:45 tomorrow already.
Michael Hooper there, the Wallabies skipper, of course. Jake, he sounds impressed with the facilities. Is Japan impressed to have the whole event there?
Yeah, look, they certainly are. And I'm actually standing outside the Sapporo Dome at the moment, and there is the most majestic sunset here, and it's illuminating this giant metallic dome that looks really like a giant mushroom. And they play a range of sports in here. They've got baseball, soccer, and, of course, rugby. And the actual transition to get from baseball to grass turf is impressive in itself. They've got a grass field outside the dome, and then they put it on a hovercraft-like system and then roll it in and then rotate it around to fit in. There's some interesting video on Twitter that that shows just how impressive a feat that is, not to mention the fact that there is a Rugby World Cup game being held indoors.
Wow. And look, I think that the prize for the best welcome to Japan goes to a bunch of Japanese school kids for their welcoming for the New Zealand All Blacks.
Yeah, I think so, Linda. Certainly the best I've seen. The Japanese are renowned for their hospitality. They call it omotenashi. And I think with the arrival of the New Zealand team in Japan, this was certainly the best so far. Let's take a listen.
A bit of impressive performance, a haka there by the Japanese school kids. Quite amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out on Twitter or on YouTube, one of those places. Our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer enjoying the lead up to the football.